How often do you join in a kick around in the park or shoot hoops with your friend? Maybe you're part of a social cricket league or play tennis with your colleagues. Does it make you feel at home? Dr. Christine Aquino is a lecturer in global studies at the University of Technology, Sydney. She's part of a team of researchers exploring the ways informal sport shapes social inclusion in our cities. We spoke to her to find out more about what they've discovered. Where did the idea for this research come from and how did you go about it?
So our research is looking at these informal sporting practices and cultures in three cities, Sydney, Singapore and London. We research about the experience of living in culturally diverse neighbourhoods, for example, so the challenges of living with cultural difference, but also trying to learn about what it takes to live together amid these differences. And we became interested in informal sports because it's been largely overlooked as a site for kind of the lived multiculture.
But social sport has been around forever. Why is it now that communities are losing access to their sporting spaces at a rate you've noticed?
Sydney is moving through a process of kind of high density development. So in the past, it's been characterized by suburban sprawl, but now the plans lead towards more high density living, even in suburban areas like Western Sydney. And while this is a more sustainable mode of urbanization, it's got big implications for public space. So basically, backyards get smaller, but so are public spaces. And then this intersects with the way processes of governance have been commercialized as well. So local councils make revenue through charging for the use of these public spaces. And in the context of sports and leisure, in public grounds, it's increasingly regulated or restricted by user pay system.
And what kind of broader effects do you think this will have on the marginalized communities affected?
So our research is in the early stages. So far we've done some pilot observations and interviews in Sydney and Singapore. And we found that it's the most marginal in these cities that are often most disadvantaged from these processes, in especially, say, user pay systems. So, for example, newly arrived migrants who might have limited English or limited finances, you know, getting to a park is an important way to get out and participate in their new community and to do it for free as well. So when councils start to, say, prioritize user pay systems or force the public to have to navigate a lot of bureaucratic process to use these spaces, then this is really detrimental to those who've just arrived in the community, can't speak English and who don't really know anyone, who don't know the ins and outs of regulations and who can't afford to pay. So I guess it relates to questions about timeshare between paid use and unpaid use.
And you discussed the importance of community bonding using the concept of the slow cook, quote unquote. Could you tell me more about what this means?
So in our past research, we've come to know that inclusive communities take time to build. And so from what we've observed so far in is that informal sport in public spaces can allow for this relationship building to occur over time. So, you know, while they are informal in the sense of you just turn up and play, there is still a sort of routineness to some of these games that can build senses of familiarity and belonging to the space and belonging as well among the people that you play with. So, you know, informal sport is a means for strangers to be brought into contact with each other.
And the piece also speaks about cultural activity like informal soccer games, bringing a social value to the area. How does this improve our cities?
I think just working from what I've just said, it builds community by enabling people to be invested in these public spaces and the people who occupy them and kind of build convivialities across different.
So really, we all have a stake in preserving these, the balance between paid and unpaid spaces, because it affects us all.
Yes, definitely.
Christine Aquino, lecturer in Global Studies from the University of Technology, Sydney, ending that report by Olivia Stanley.